should be the Special Community Development and Renewal Agency meeting of Harriman City. We will start with a motion to review and outline the finalization process to approve the minutes of September 9th, 2020.
Mayor, I'll make a motion to have the minutes of September 9th, 2020 be prepared and distributed to each member of the Redevelopment Agency Board. The board will have 10 days to review the minutes and submit any changes to the secretary. If after 10 days there are no changes, the minutes will stand approved. If there are changes, the process will be followed until all changes are made and the board is in agreement.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. That motion passes. Just a quick side note for staff. Is there a way that we, as we do this on every single meeting, is there a way we can add this to policy or on this agency that we can simply make that the policy so that we don't have to go through that process every time we meet? Staff will look into that. Okay. Well, let's.
This is an easier one.
This is the easiest one.
This is the easiest one.
That's what I needed to know, so thank you. All right, we'll move on to 2.1, discussion pertaining to the participation agreement with Harriman 73 Partners, LLC, for the designation of the Auto Mall as a project area and the sales tax incentive for the project. Chase.
Thank you. So this is a participation agreement that I believe you have seen already. It kind of stalled out before our former city attorney was replaced, and I'm now picking it up and trying to get this brought in for a landing. And I apologize because I did not provide a copy of this in the packet. That was my fault. I assumed that I had, but I did not. I have gone through that, however, and I made a few minor adjustments to the participation agreement, again, that I believe you've already seen. And just a little bit of background on this. So in December of 2019, the city council entered into an interlocal agreement with the CDRA for a sales tax incentive where in the CDRA would receive 70% of the point of sale tax.
Sorry, we missed that. Somebody whose microphone was moving around. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. So in December of 2019, did you hear that part?
Yes.
I'll start. Okay. I'll back up to that point. In December of last year, the city entered into an interlocal agreement with the CDRA, wherein the CDRA would receive 70% of the point of sales tax collected in that project area. That has not gone into effect yet. That is for the agency to decide when that term begins. However, that interlocal agreement has been executed. The participation agreement, again, that I forgot to send to you, and that's my fault. I did not include that in the packet and did not realize that until just now, but I will send you a copy of that so you'll have a version to look through as we work through potentially approving this participation agreement. But I've gone through that participation agreement, made a few minor changes. Essentially under that agreement, the CDRA would take out of that 70% point of sale tax that they receive from the city, any obligations that they're owed or that they're due to pay. And that would include the statutory 10% required to maintain for housing. And then they would take the remainder amount and provide that as an incentive under this participation agreement for Harriman 73 Partners in connection with the Auto Mall. That tax incentive would be used to put in infrastructure, to purchase additional land, to provide incentives for partners that they would be working with to bring them into to the project area as they develop that out. So again, I apologize, you don't have a copy of this, so you're not able to reference back to that and provide a lot of feedback on that. But this is something we wanted to get on your agenda and on your radar as we look forward and as we plan on developing out that area and working with Harriman 73 Partners and using this as a potential tool to do that.
Chase, it seemed like when we first saw this, it was just kind of like a hand over the money and we didn't maintain any oversight over it. It seemed like that those were some real concerns over the original language in the agreement. But it's been a while. It's just kind of foggy, but it seems like that was some of the biggest concerns. Did you see that and did you address that?
So there is some broad language about how the tax incentive can be used. So it does provide that it will be turned over to participant, in this case, Harriman 73 Partners, but it does specify that they have to use that for specific purposes. One of those purposes is that, again, public infrastructure, incentives to businesses and other partners that would potentially come in and contribute to the development of that. But the language is pretty broad sweeping in that nature. I feel comfortable with it. You could shore that up a little bit more if that was a concern that the council had. And again, that's something we can discuss after I send you a copy of the agreement and you have that in front of you. But that is something that we could shore up potentially. I know that was some of the background that was given to me, some of your prior concerns when you last saw this, I think back in January at one of your meetings. So I attempted to make some minor changes in that regard. But I think, and I don't believe that we have Larry on, the participant in this case, but that was one of the things that they expressed interest in, is having some flexibility to use that to entice potential businesses to come in and have some flexibility there while still giving us some control about making sure that it's being used to, again, redevelop that area and provide an incentive to the city.
So why would we give the money to the developer to give incentives instead of the city giving the incentive?
That's a great question. And it's, again, just one way of doing it. We could require a participation agreement with each one of the businesses that came in and make them an individual participant in part of this tax incentive that's given from the city to the CDRA. I guess it just adds a layer, and that may be a layer of control that the city wants. It may not be something that the developer particularly wants, because they might lose some of that control to bring in businesses. But that, again, that is something that we could definitely consider and look at.
Well, I totally understand the developer maybe desiring to control the piggy bank, but that well, our job is to safeguard public funds. To Sherry's point, my recollection of this item back in January was simply that there was no detail. There was nothing, and we wanted to know what the detail was. So I'm interested to see what detail there is here, but that general point is pretty concerning to me. I don't want this to just be a pass-through, hand the money to the developer with basically no strings and say, you can use it. We're going to use public funds to let them buy more land and not have any say in that. We make sure we have some safeguards and controls.
And that's a great point, Jared. And that is one of the things I looked at and when I went through this, and we did shore up a little bit of that language to make sure that it was tied to the development of the project area. And maybe we shore that up even more and add additional strings to make sure that it is being used for that purpose. And that's definitely something that we can do. This is a very early stage of the agreement. I've spoken with the developer or the participant and let them know, you know, we're probably a ways off from getting this approved, but we hopefully are moving in the right direction and getting those sorts of things worked out in the future.
So we look forward to seeing those.
I will send that out. And again, I apologize. That was my fault. I thought that I had sent that out and I apparently did not, but I will make sure that this body gets that as soon as possible. So.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. That is the last item for our agenda for this meeting. I will accept a motion to adjourn.
I moved.
Second.
A motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We will.